Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars out.
Imagination amplified.
Bigfoot, notable alias, Sasquatch.
I'm going up the road and all of a sudden these whatever run past the front of my headlights on my truck.
The weirdness.
Locals think the creepy white corpse is the chupacabra, but it's difficult to make a positive identification.
The sightings of a watery monster in upstate New York's Lake Champlain have gone on for decades.
These are people who say they've seen something unusual, about something with a large head, something with a hump, some sort of unusual life that shouldn't be there.
There's something out there, something people aren't talking about, all over the world, and it's all connected.
You think I don't want the creep to gain power?
It might be on your side now, but soon you won't be able to control it.
Oh, I'll always be able to control the creep.
How can you be so sure?
Why? How about I show you?
Melanie! She's the creep!
No!
Whoa, run.
We have to find Tube and the other weirds.
Which way are the cells?
This way.
The creep! Melanie, she's coming!
Hey, where are you going?
Dude, your boss wants to talk to you.
My boss.
Sierra, are you sure this is the right way?
It has to be. I'm getting very strong signals from this direction.
Then I'm going that way.
Thief!
I'll keep the creep busy while you free Chub and J-Dev and the rest of our friends. Hey, creep, down here, buddy.
Thief, no!
I'll be okay. Here, creepy creepy! Save the weirds!
How are we going to stop Melanie?
I don't know. But at least if we have our whole team, we can... Wait!
What is it?
I haven't been down this hallway before.
But they must be down here! What else would your weirdness sense be picking up on?
Ah! Aw, I don't know. Maybe me! Nessie! You scared us!
What's up, you guys?
Where did you come from?
Portal. Pretty smooth entrance, huh?
We're so glad you're here. Melanie Messing is the creep. She's turning all the weirds into humans. We're trying to rescue our team so we can get out of here.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I can't let you do that.
What?
I can't let you save the weirds. Melanie has big plans for them.
Big plans? Nessie, you work for Melanie?
Aw. You people are so cute when you're shocked and confused. I gotta snap this. Were you with Melanie the whole time? Mel and I go way back. And when I heard she was turning weirds into humans, I thought, good riddance. Too many weirds in this world. Makes it less special for the OGs. Wasn't too long ago the Loch Ness Monster was the only game in town.
You helped her so that you and the creep could be the only weirds?
See? Humans aren't as dumb as everyone says.
You brought us right to her!
Okay, you're not that smart.
What are you gonna do with us?
Better question, Sierra. What's the creep going to do with you? You have a date. With the machine.
No!
What about me?
I'm glad you asked, Arlo. Guards, come take our little buddy here! See, Arlo? Melanie has special plans for you.
What are you?
The creep is back.
Melanie, you're back to normal.
Normal? If you say so, Arlo. I think it's time you and I have a little chat. You take sugar in your tea?
I don't drink tea, I'm a kid.
Oh, I forget sometimes. You know something, Arlo. Of all the humans on Earth, you're my favorite. The one I most admire. Because in a very short time, you've managed to do something I couldn't do in 19 million years. Gain the trust of all the weirds in the world.
I wasn't trying to do that. I was just doing a show.
But your podcast changed everything. See? For many years, I worked on perfecting my transmorpher machine. But after Sierra's father's transformation failed, no one would try it. Suddenly, out of nowhere, up comes this oddball kid with a home recording studio and his techie friend. And together, they bring the weird world together for the first time. I have to admit, I was a bit jealous.
So you used me to reach the weirds?
You did the hard part. All I had to do then was grab them. Just took a little advertising.
Advertising? Wait a second. Weird book? That was you?
Of course. With your endorsement, the weirds came right to me. Posted pictures, handed over information, and told me exactly where I could find them. I've snatched hundreds of creatures and cryptids from all around the world. I took their weirdness and dropped them back into society as humans.
You're a monster.
Well, thanks for noticing. And soon I'll be the most powerful monster that's ever lived. Oh, I almost forgot. There are some folks here who would like to meet you. Send them in! Gentlemen, ladies, I'd like you to meet my friend, Arlo.
Buenas. Buenas, hola.
So nice to see you.
Arlo, it's a pleasure.
I don't understand. Who are these people?
You don't recognize them? Why? This is your so-called weird dream team.
Wait. Choop? Binza? Patty? Dazzlepants?
To whom is he speaking? What's a dazzlepants?
¿Y qué es un choop?
Namaste, my young friend.
You changed them all?
Each of them had so much to give to the creep, especially their leader.
No, you mean...
Arlo, allow me to introduce Baxter Harrington. Baxter, meet Arlo.
Hello there, young man. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
No. Beef?
Nessie, how could you betray us like that? We trusted you, and you led us right to Melanie.
Oh, come on. You don't really want to be weird, do you? You're so cute the way you are. Those gills are only going to get bigger, you know.
Gills? I don't have gills.
You mean you haven't noticed them yet? They get bigger every time I see you. Look at my pics. Here's yesterday by your wrecked boat. They're just tiny little flaps on your neck. Now they're almost fully formed. See?
I do have gills!
You won't be able to pass for human much longer. Unless you go through the machine.
But I like who I am.
Really? Well, let's just see how big those gills get. The water is calling, girl.
You can't lock me in here.
At least you won't be alone. For some reason, this one didn't take. Maybe the machine only works once. TTFN!
Hello? Is there someone in that tank?
Sierra?
Dad?
Hello, baby girl.
But you're still a sea monster. I don't understand. I saw you change.
As they were trying to send me back into the world, I heard your voice and I remembered. I remembered you, holding you in my tentacles for the first time. And I knew you needed me, like this. Somehow, that turned me back.
You mean if the weirds who've been changed remember what they are, they can become weird again?
I think it was more than that. It was about love. Loving you, your mother, and myself.
Daddy, don't ever change.
You either. Now what do you say we find a way to help Arlo and stop that creep?
Let's do it. Get us out of this cell.
This is my broadcast room. I made quite a few phone calls to your podcast from here.
Most impressive. You know, I seem to recall I'm a bit of a techie myself.
I'm aware. That's why you're going to help my friend Arlo with his podcast.
My podcast?
I do enjoy podcasts. The witty repartee, the hot button issues.
What do you want from me, Melanie?
I need your help one last time, Arlo. See, there are still a few stragglers out there. Those stubborn weirds I haven't been able to snatch. Some are very powerful. I need them all. I need all the weirdness in the world.
You want me to record a pod?
Not just any pod. Tell your weird listeners what I'm offering. Tell them they can be normal too. Sell it. You'll see. They'll beg me to change them. They love becoming human.
Forget it. I'm not helping you.
I'll make you a deal. If you are able to reach them, you may leave here and go back home to your father. And Sierra can leave too. Once I've taken her weirdness, you can go back to your nice, normal lives. Continue your phony podcast. I'll even keep funding it.
Sounds like an interesting deal, my young friend.
I'll let you think about it while I prepare the portals to take the rest of the weirds. But Arlo, don't take too long. I'd hate for the creep to have to come back in here.
What am I going to do?
It seems like you've got a real dilemma here, dude.
Did you just say, dude?
I don't believe so.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Welcome to the weirdness. Now you hit that button for the sound effect. No, the other one, the wolf howl.
My apologies. I'm quite new to this.
I can't believe I'm doing it at all, but I have no choice. Okay, let's try it again. Cue the music. Welcome to the weirdness. Stop the music! Somebody's coming!
Don't tell me you're recording a show without me.
Sierra!
Hello, Arlo.
Mr. Montoya. But how?
Long story.
Hello there, young lady. Kraken, aren't you going to introduce us, Arlo?
Yeah, this is Baxter.
Beef?
Why do you keep saying beef? It's not even supper time, and I'm a vegetarian.
Melanie changed him. She changed them all.
But maybe not for good.
What?
Beef is still in there. I know he is.
I did hear him say dude.
Let me try something. Baxter, I want you to look at Arlo. I know you don't remember right now, but you traveled the world with him. With both of us.
Sierra, what are you doing?
You shared stories and adventure and burritos.
Burritos.
Yes, sweet, sweet burritos. And you like video games. Old video games.
And Hawaiian shirts.
Those are awesome.
And Peg.
Peg?
Peg, the most beautiful flying horse in all the world.
Don't you remember? We traveled the globe on her back. We saw your friends Choop and J-Dev, and I think we became friends.
Friends.
Beef, you're changing.
It's working.
Herbal. Gross. Whoa. I've got hair where there was no hair before. And check out my feet. They're so big. They're big feet.
Beef.
Arlo. Sierra.
Beef, you're hurting me.
Oh, right. I do that, don't I? Sorry.
What was that?
The creep. Melanie! When Beef took his weirdness back, it pulls it from her. And now she's mad.
She wants me to record a podcast to bring in all the rest of the weirds in the world.
We need to get out of here.
No, wait. I think I need to do this broadcast.
What? Why, dude?
You have a plan to stop the creep. Slide over, Arlo. Let's do this. And let's broadcast it live on every echolocation channel in the world.
Hit it, C. Welcome to the weirdness. I'm Arlo, here with my best friend and producer, Sierra. We're going out live with a special message for all our listeners. Since I started this podcast, I've met the coolest, weirdest creatures in the world. And I want to let you know that I wouldn't change a thing about any one of them.
The creep is coming, dude, and she is out for blood.
Dad!
I'll bar the door as long as I can. Keep going.
I know it's not always easy being different. People look at you funny or they make judgments based on who they think you are. Sometimes we all wish we could just be like everyone else. But as someone who used to be afraid of weirds, I want to say that weirdness isn't the problem. Fear is. And if people are afraid of you, that can make you afraid to be who you are.
I know it's not always easy being different. People look at you funny or they make judgments based on who
they think
you are.
Raise the volume, please.
Sometimes we all wish we could just be like everyone else.
Very soul.
But as someone who used to be afraid of weird, I want to say that weirdness isn't the problem.
I feel
fear
the weird.
If people are afraid of you, that can make you afraid to be who you are.
Look at us. Something's happening.
Indeed it is. Is that a horn growing on your head?
A horn.
If you're a unicorn, be a unicorn. You're in the chess club. Be in the chess club.
You host a podcast about weirdness? Then let all the weirds know you're one of them.
I won't be able to hold her off much longer.
We're doing it, Arlo. I can feel it.
We have to go now. If you're out there and you're listening, I want you to do something right now. Stop hiding and stop pretending. Raise your voice as loud as you can and say, I'm weird and I love it. I'm weird and I love it. Thief, say it with me.
I'm weird and I love it. The creep, we're done for.
Gave you a chance. Now I'm going to destroy you and all your friends!
What happened? Why did she drop me?
Like, the creep just got a little smaller?
She's shrinking. I think that was weirds taking their power back.
Let's go before she recovers.
Way. Come on, the hatch is down this hall.
I can't believe it. We're really gonna make it. We'll be weird and free. Weird and free. Uh-oh. Bummer.
Oh no, Arlo! She has us cornered.
This is the end, isn't it?
Stay weird, guys.
Stay weird, Arlo.
Time for the Yeti to fight.
It's the team! Joop! Jadev! All of them!
And they changed back. They're weird again.
Answer that speech of yours. Now let's get us some creep.
I don't care how many of you there are. I'm still too powerful. You don't stand a chance against me.
Wait, I'm hearing something.
Me too. What is it?
Arlo, I'm hearing it in my head. Weirds all around the world. The ones that Melanie has changed. They're taking their weirdness back.
It's working, Arlo. They're weird and they love it.
I can hear it too.
The guards, they're changing back too. Did you guys look at the creep?
She's shrinking again.
No. What's happening?
They're taking their powers back, and you're losing yours.
You'll pay for this. I'll get you. I'll get all of you. I'm the mean, vicious creep, and I'll make you all suffer for this. I'm still the scariest weird of all!
We're about to see what kind of weird you really are.
No! I had it all! I had the whole
plan! Dudes, she looks like... a sock?
I'm not a sock! I'm a monster! A terrible, terrible monster!
Are you the monster that steals socks from the laundry?
That's right! Why are you looking at me like that?
No reason. I think it's great for you to be whatever you are.
Oh, you're in for it now! You'll never find a matching pair again! Never!
Are we just gonna let her go?
Well, yeah, she's just a sock monster.
I almost feel bad for her.
Nice work, Arlo.
Nice work, Sierra.
Nice work, Beef.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Goodbye, Sierra.
Where are you going?
Back to the water. I'll see you again soon, I promise.
Daddy, I love you.
I love you too, my sweet girl.
How about we go check out this weird new world up there?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go home.
Ah, it's so nice to be back together again, Sugar Wings.
The world may be a little weirder, but you can barely tell the difference.
I just wish these pixies would leave me alone.
Your voice is like candy to my ears.
You know, Unitopia's fixed now. You can go back there if you want.
Only if you'll come with us.
Thanks for the ride, Peg.
So, Beef, is this goodbye?
Hey, I know ciao, adios, aloha, adieu, avidazen, au revoir, sayonara, shalom, and don't let the door hit you, but I never say goodbye.
Thanks, Beef, for everything.
Group hug.
You guys, you're hurting me.
Stay weird, Beef.
Stay weird, Sierra. I mean that.
So, you're just going to go back into hiding? At Pixel Town?
Actually, I have some bigger plans.
What does that mean?
I'll text you an invite.
Invite? To what?
Take to the sky, Peg! Later, dudes!
You want to come in, Sierra?
I should get home to my mom.
Yeah.
But Arlo?
Uh-huh.
You sure make life interesting. For a human.
You make life interesting, too. For whatever you turn out to be. Dad, I'm home.
Arlo, I'm so glad you're okay.
It's nice to be home, Dad.
I'm sorry if I haven't been around much, and if you felt like you couldn't tell me everything you're going through. But that's going to change. Will you fill me in on everything that happened?
Well, it'll take a while, but sure.
And just so you know, you're my son, and I don't care how weird you are.
Thanks, Dad.
So, what are you? A vampire? A Frankenstein?
Actually, I'm just a kid with a podcast.
Mom!
Hello, sweetheart. Welcome home.
Mom, listen. I know everything about Dad.
I know you do, sweetheart. Your father sent me a message on Weird Book.
He wanted to change back and come home, but...
I want your father to be who he is meant to be.
But what if that means he can't be with us?
I don't think that will be a problem.
You're selling the house?
I put in a bid on a houseboat. How do you feel about living on the water?
Oh, Mom!
No!
Breaking news out of the Pacific Northwest, where reporters from all over the world were called to the woods outside of Portland for a mysterious press conference. When they arrived, they were greeted by... Well, I think it's best to just show them the footage. Roll the video.
Greetings, humans of Earth. My name is Beef, and I am a Sasquatch. Maybe you know me as the one and only Bigfoot. I've called you all here today to tell you the weirdness is real, man. We've been hiding in plain sight for a lot of years, and you know, I think it's time for that to end. You humans need a little more weird in your lives. So, as of today, my friends and I, we're not hiding anymore. There's a big world out there, and we want to be a part of it. So I guess I'll be seeing you around, humans. Stay weird, humans. I will now answer questions after I enjoy this delicious burrito.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.